Smash Factor.
Ripping driver, going for it. Oh my goodness.
How about that tee shot?
That is crazy how far that is.
Wow. John Daly, take a back seat, big fella. How about that drive?
That's an aggressive line.
Look at this, he's just driven the green. He has just driven the green.
I guess, hello world, huh?
Welcome to another week on the PGA Tour as we head to the Valero Texas Open in San Antonio, my prior living spot before we moved back home to Norman. Played this course, went to the tournament several times when we lived down there. Enjoy it. It's a tough test, especially when the weather, especially the winds are strong, which looks like we're going to get this week. So I think it's going to be a grinded out type of week. Field is decent. Took a little bit of hit with some withdrawals yesterday and today. This is a late Tuesday night. I will get this out tomorrow at lunchtime. But I think it'll be fun. We get 1 week, then we start, or last week, and we get the Masters countdown starting Sunday. I know some will start content, probably maybe even tomorrow, but probably as early as Thursday morning. Salary's been out for a while. That obviously will add the last few people that got in at some point. But I like to always enjoy it, let the week come and enjoy the week when it's here. Dive in when we normally do. I go a little early. I've already done some small research, but you know, I don't get out of character too much, especially with March Madness going on. It's been a fun tournament. I think the Final Four is going to be awesome. Have luckily got lucky with the UConn win, guaranteed myself a share of one of the bigger Survivor pots on that Splash app deal. So depends on what the combo goes in. Obviously, the if Illinois or UConn winds up winning it all, there'll be a smaller share of people, so a bigger part of the pot. But guaranteeing profit going into the Final Four is always good. So looking forward to that. And this tournament, though, we'll get to that in just a second. Last week, just an okay week. Could have been better. A couple small misses. Didn't do a lot of lineups. So anytime you miss, you know, two guys missed the cut out of a pool, a small pool. I just did three lineups. It kind of hurts. I had Højgaard, and we had him in the outright. So some good sweat going into Sunday. I was kind of pulling for Gary, obviously, as well. But, you know, wasn't going to be mad if we cashed the Højgaard ticket. I wish I had the full Gary ticket. You know, obviously hedged a little bit that morning, but nothing crazy. And Gary played great. Højgaard just, I mean, it kind of got away from him early. Didn't ever, you know, once Gary got up by, I think, five strokes, it didn't look like it was going to be hard. Or it looked like it was going to be hard for Højgaard to make a run unless Gary did something crazy. But it was a fun watch. You know, definitely not many dry eyes watching it there late. So glad to him. Glad to see him in the Masters. I think he could do well there. I mean, the way he was striping the ball, he could definitely be in play. I'll be interested to see where they price him. You know, if he's in the sixes, he's going to be super chalky. If he goes mid to high sevens, maybe not so much. You know, I remember when Connors got in, I believe it was after winning this tournament, cause he Monday queued here, won it, and then got in. And I want to say he was like 6,500 or 6,700 or something like that. So he became pretty chalky. I could see that with Gary, if he's in that 6K range to make things fit. But it also depends where, you know, we know where Scotty's priced, but as of now that I know of, I don't think that they've actually had the baby yet. I would assume with him missing last week that they felt that she was pretty close, but, and they may have had it. I haven't seen anything that they have, but that'll be something to watch. We got plenty of time to talk to Masters, but thought we had the Burns first round leader too. Waring shoots a 63. I don't even think he finished better than the 7-under or whatever he shot, or 9-under that he shot, because Burns shot 7-under. I think Waring finished like 7 under, so he shot like 2 over the rest of the 3 days. So that kind of sucked. 3-1-1 on matchups. So matchups have been pretty solid. 65% in March, 55% of the season. You know, those profits help, you know, survive weeks like that, along with Showdown. Showdown wasn't as strong this week. A break even week, a small loss on Sunday, which most of the time I'll take that. We've been on fire though, so it's kind of a letdown. But my 4-6 was actually cashing going into round four. It couldn't hang on though. It was a strong 4-6. Obviously had Højgaard. If he would have won, I think we maybe could have min cashed the 4-6. Crazy enough, Gerard and Brooks were the two that really killed the pool last week. Brooks just never. I think he was 2 or 3 under out the gate, maybe through 7. And I was thinking, all right, you know, he's going to have a chance to be around all weekend. And then went like double par, double, double, or, you know, 6 over through 4 holes with 3 doubles. And I was like, wow. So that hurt. But on to another week. Typically do well here. I like this tournament. Weather can play a big key, and I think it will this week. We know the weather draw situation, so I'll speak on that, where I'm at on that. But if you want to join us, not only for this week, but for the Masters, you could join tomorrow, buy the weekly, and you essentially would get this week and next week for free, because it includes a 7-day risk-free trial. Or you can do the monthly and get, you know, we have a signature event right after the Masters, so plenty of golf coming up. But Masters will get you 30% off any package, weekly, monthly, or annual, content or full site. Both of them include access to the Slack. Full site just gives you the PGA model builder, the research center, the lineup generator, all that stuff, plus all the NFL tools when we get to the fall, because it's one price for all the sports, NFL, PGA, and college football. So Masters will get you 30% off there. TPC San Antonio, we're pretty familiar with this course. Par 72, 7,400, 4 par 3s, 4 par 5s. Tough fairways to hit, tough greens to hit, especially when it's windy. Both of those get emphasized when it's windy. You get Bermuda greens. It's Tiff Eagle Bermuda, but it is overseeded with Poa and velvet bent grass. It's usually, which means to me, it's a, especially the times I've played it. I mean, it's real slick and smooth. It's not true Bermuda feel when you're putting, in my opinion. It's kind of a mix, and it depends on the time of the year, then also how much growth they've had. It's been pretty warm, so I'm going to assume it. You know, some of that overseed's, you know, going to be gone. But they usually keep it slower on the stint because of the strong winds, and I assume they will do that this week. It's been a little less penal since they moved to the week before the Masters, and you've seen some scores higher than before. Not crazy, but, you know, like Connors won at 20 under, Spieth won at 18, Batia won 2 years ago at 20 under in a playoff. But last year was 9 under. So, I mean, if you get the weather, this course will, you know, wreak havoc on you. And I think we're going to see that this week. I think it'll probably be a single digit winner by the time we get done, whether it be Sunday or Monday. So with that, plenty of wind all week long. We're kind of in that time of season. We actually have decent to strong chances of tornadoes tomorrow here, and hail and all that kind of stuff. Could she a shower or two early Thursday? We'll know more, you know, 24 hours from now, especially 36 hours if you wake up early before lock and kind of tweak. But Friday a.m. does look the strongest for rain as far as pre-cut. But plenty of wind all day long between Thursday and Friday. Probably going to have to see how that settles out. I could see an AM PM lean, but again, like I said, the last time we had the weather deal, and we also need to see, do these storms look like they have electric in them with the potential of pulling the guys off the course? You get a 3 or 4 hour delay and then it messes everything up of what you thought was potential wave advantage. If you're building a ton of lineups, I think it's always, especially at this course in this tournament, this is one of the ones I mentioned the last time we had a weather event, that you have seen significant wave advantages. You could always build, you know, a certain percentage AM PM, certain percentage PM AM, and then the rest of it just general builds like you would no matter what, or just split it in half. Whatever you feel, you know, that's always in play. If you're doing a bullet or a 3 max, you know, that's a little tougher, but you certainly could. If you had three lineups, you could do 1-1-1, you know, either way you want to do it. But right now, I'm not all in on any type of weather advantage. I definitely, especially at this place, I'm going to wait as long as possible. You know, so the final content may be out a little later Wednesday night to see some updates on what it's looking like. I think it's just going to play tough. That's the one thing I am pretty confident in, is no matter how it winds up, because Saturday and Sunday, Saturday didn't look quite as bad. Maybe they get a little bit of a break, but Sunday looks terrible. I mean, it looks 20 degrees cooler, strong winds and rain for a good part of the day. Now I need to see, you know, is that thunderstorms or is that just a soaker, because you could have potential, you know, delays again. And does this thing wind up finishing Monday, which always makes you nervous a little bit. You know, if you got a guy that's in 59th place and they pull him off, but he's playing in the Masters, does he just WD him, go on? That's stuff we can't predict, but it, you know, it's always in the back of your mind. Right now, I do like AM guys for round one or first round leader, but nothing wave stacking, unless you just generally want to do AM, PM, PM, AM, you know, split it in half, or maybe you lean AM, PM, so you go 60-40 or something like that. You know, never, that's never a bad idea in general, but here, you know, not a bad idea either. I think it'll be a tough cut. I think it'll be maybe a plus three, maybe as strong as plus four, you know, gets to the weekend. I don't see it being an even or under par cut number with the way the weather looks pre-cut. And again, I think by the time they get done, whether it's Sunday or Monday, I'd be hard pressed to see someone in double digits. It just looks super tough right now. So I think 8-9 under, maybe someone sneaks out there 10 or 11 under. Stats I'm looking at this week: stroke gain irons, good drives, good approach, stroke gain ball striking, bogey avoidance, opportunities inside 18 feet. Then typical putting, course fit, recent form in general. 10K range. Sorry, there's been about, I think about 80% of these guys have played here at least once since 2020. I guess they didn't play in 2020, but it was 2021. So a lot of them have seen at least once. You know, some, you know, it's new to them. Because of the way the conditions and everything will play this week, I don't put a lot into that. There is a strong correlation as far as, or a similar correlation, that it's hard to win here on your first try, but Connors did it, so it's not impossible. But it doesn't mean you can't do well. So like a Yellow Miraju, you know, he hadn't played here before. Am I going to knock him out because he hasn't? No. And price and all that matters too. He's 8,100. Could he still top 20 here, even though, just because it's his first time? Sure. You know, but a majority have seen it, so it's not a huge issue in my mind. Salary ranges for me: 2 in the 10K, 7 in the 9K, 10 in the 8K, 33 in the 7K, and 67 in the 6K. Sweet 16, 3 I like, and a bubble boy for each salary range per usual. Fade of the week, sleeper of the week, gut feel plays, top 5 the pop and 2 long shots, and then my preliminary 1 and done, and we will get out of here. 9K above, we'll kick it off. I like Fleetwood. I guess some concern could always be who's here to win or who's here to fine-tune their game. I don't know that I know that. No one can know that for sure unless a guy came out and kind of said that. But I would think Fleetwood would love a win coming into there. Seventh 2 years ago here. Last year made the cut, didn't do much with it. An eighth at the Players. I did see him last night. He was at the Spurs game up at a suite watching Wimby. This looks solid. All, and then if we do predict a tough, grinded out type week, I mean, gotta love him even more. You know, so at 10-5, he will be high owned, but there's some higher owned guys currently that I don't mind, you know, fading or being light on, so I could eat some of this chalk. Just solid across the board. So I don't have much worry there. If maybe, no, I really don't, because, I mean, the other guys that are around him as far as ownership and salary stuff, I can be light on, and I'll just eat that chalk on him and fade the others elsewhere. Siwoo, 9,600. You know, up and down a little bit, but not like he used to be up and down. He used to up and down was like, you know, top 10, miscut, stuff like that. Like, up and down is like, made the cut, a 50th, you know, or, and then before that he's had, you know, top 10, 20th, made the cut, didn't do much, stuff like that. He's still been playing solid all the way around. stat wise in the field, you know, third, second, second, seventh, seventh, and five of the six main stats I'm looking at. 3 of the 4 years he's played here in the last five, he's made the cut, a 23rd, a 13th, and a 39th. The only time he missed it was last year. 9,600. We know the putter can give him, you know, fits at times. He's putted decently here, you know, those 21 through 23, those 3 years in a row. 9,600, you know, if I'm going to pair up top, he's probably my second favorite with Fleetwood. He'll get some ownership, but, you know, I think he's playing solid. I'd love to see him get a top 10. Obviously, I wouldn't mind seeing him win, but, you know, I like him a lot next week as well. So I like to see some good form heading into the Masters. And I think he can play solid here this week. Mav, 9,000. I've kind of been back and forth on him. He's played here 3 times, made the cut all 3 times. Last year was a third. Before that, a 58th and a 35th. Coming in pretty good form, a 32nd at players, 13th at API. 9th in good drives, 15th in irons, 19th in ball striking, 26th in putting, 19th in course fit, 12th in recent form. So just solid all the way across the board. 9K flat. You know, if you want to, you could probably squeeze 3 9Ks in a lineup and build and still build from there with the way pricing is. At first, I was kind of thinking that he may be a guy I fade this week, but he just looks solid across the board. So I don't mind going to him at 9K, especially with the third place last year. We know he can get hot with the putter. He does go out early Thursday if that, you know, winds up being a thing. Right now, I'm not really factoring it too much, but, you know, it's another positive to his profile. Bubble boy for me is Matsu. I think he'll be one of the higher owned as well, especially if the weather thing does become a thing tomorrow. If people start really amping up on AM PM, he's out fairly early Thursday. I already think he's going to be higher owned. Obviously has great short game. Has played here three of the last 4 years, made the cut 3 of those 4 years. Sorry, he's played here 4 of the last 5 years and made the cut 3 out of 4 years. And he's done pretty well when he made the cut, a 30th, a 15th, and a 7th. He missed the cut last year, but before that, he's played solid. 27th at the Players, 41st at the API as well. First in irons, first in bogey avoidance, 29th in ball striking. Solid profile. Just the only reason for Bubble Boy is, you know, how much chalk do I want to put in the player pool this week? And does he get steamed up even more if AMPM becomes a thing? Fleetwood does go out with him. They're in the same group, but Matsu being 1200 cheaper may make him, you know, get steamed up even more, but I like them both. I had to have a Bubble Boy. Only reason for the Bubble Boy is the ownership potentially, but, you know, I like him on paper to be, you know, as a solid play this week. I think he could potentially win it. That strong of a play. So those four, I like Fleetwood 10-5, Siwoo 9,600, Mav 9,000, Bubble Boy is Matsu 9,400. AK range, Yelimaraju, 8,100. Go right back to him. I don't know how many consecutive weeks I played him when he's played, but he continues to pay off. 6th at Houston, 5th at Players. The one negative for him would be this is his first time at this course. I'm not sure. You know, I don't know the profile of him. Will the wind and weather affect him? He's been ball striking like crazy. So he's a flusher. 14th in good drives, 12th in ball striking. Above average in putting in the field, 32nd bogey avoidance. He just puts it together in many different ways. When you look at, you know, the way his rounds go when you're diving into it, especially for a showdown, I just kind of trust him to be there and be around again on Sunday. 8,100 is a good price. Maybe some will think that's kind of a quick jump. What was it? I think last week I mentioned, you know, several weeks ago he was dock of the week at 2% owned and mid 6,000. So I could see that, but in this field, it's the way he's playing, it's not crazily priced. I hope it keeps his ownership down. If he's 10% or less, I like it even more. Thor, 8,900. Man, that back nine Sunday was brutal, especially for showdown. I had some good lineups going, and he just – and it hurt for him because he had a top 10, and he would have gotten to the Masters. He had a struggle the last several holes. Finished 14th, which is still a solid finish. But now he's got to win this tournament to get in. 22nd at Players, 33rd at API. Played here last year and missed the cut, but I do like that he's seen the course. 10th in bogey avoidance, 12th in good drives, 25th in good approach, mid-pack putting. I think he'll probably get some ownership. That 8,900 price is always attractive. Could be the highest owned in the 8K range, but I like him in general, talent-wise. Don't mind going back to him this week. Hisasune, 8,300. Continues to play good ball. 30th at Valspar, 13th at Players, 33rd at API. Fifth here last year. Year before was his first time playing it. He made the cut, didn't do much on the weekend, 78th. Seventh in irons, fifth in good drives, sixth in good approach, fourth in ball striking. Solid across the board there. So for 8,300, definitely one of my favorite plays on the board this week. Bubble boy for me is Mitchell. Could see him getting some steam here, as has done well. He's never top 10, but 17th, 14th, 12th. He's been right there. Or I'm not never. In the last 5 years, 17th, 14th, 12th. Didn't play 22, 23, but API at 33rd place. Players 46th. Last week of 14th. Stat-wise, he ranks out top of the board across all six of them. 16th, 1st, 2nd, 5th, 23rd, 12th among the six stats I'm looking at the most. Course fit, 10th, recent form, 15th, just solid. And the price feels good. He always seems to have a bad round or a bad Sunday where he can't close. But the ownership I could see creeping up. I don't know what his draw is on the way. We'll see. He is PMAM, so he might keep his ownership down. But Bubble Boy for me was really just, you know, does he become one of the top high-owned in the 8K range? And, you know, at that price, the top 20 probably gets it done. You'd rather have a top 10. But, you know, he's played here three times in the last 5 years, and his worst was 17. So certainly worth a strong look. Just a Bubble Boy for me because I like the other three here better. So Yellow Mirage, 8,100. Thor, 8,900. Hisasune, 8,300. And Bubble Boy's Mitchell at 8,500. 7K range. The other Thor, Olesen, 7,800. Continues to play solid. 14th last week at Houston. He's played here twice, a 14th and a 5th, so that's really strong. Not getting a lot of ownership early. No worse than 28th in any of the stats. I'm the main six I listed off earlier, 28th, 24th, 19th, 10th, 27th, 25th. Putting's 27th. If he continues to be like a sub 10% guy, he could be one of my favorite plays of the week. I like him a lot at 7,800. Mesner, 7,300. A guy we played pretty decent amount lately. Missed a cut back-to-back at Players and Valspar, but then came back last week with a pretty good showing, 28th. Has played here three times in the last 5 years. A missed cut his first trip, and then the last 2 years, a 10th and a 52nd. So he showed him the upside here. 11th in good approach, 22nd in irons, 23rd in ball striking, 12th in bogey avoidance. Pretty solid profile for 7,300, and I think he stays in that, you know, 6-8% type ownership. Solid add to the player pool. Not super strong, you know, 3 max potential, 20 max for sure, but a good solid play that I like this week. Smalley, 7,600. I almost put him as a Bubble Boy. I should have, but when you see who my Bubble Boy is, you'll understand why. He's played good the last 3 weeks, 21st, 46th, 24th. Stats look great. But he's missed the cut all 4 years here. So I have him earmarked to, you know, when I do my deep dive stuff to kind of see, has it just been horrible all 4 years? Has he barely missed the cut and it just looks bad? Is there a certain thing here that's killed him? And is that something that continues? You know, so he may fall off by the time we get to the kind of final rankings and stuff. But when you see missed cut, it kind of perks your outside of that. The profile looks strong, you know, so I like him at 7,600, but I need to dig into that a little bit more. My Bubble Boy, and the reason why Smalley wasn't a Bubble Boy, is Willie Z. And the reason for that, as we all know, you just take the risk. Does he play? Can he get through the tournament? Will he withdraw? If you play him, make sure you're up early. Let's see what his tee time is. If it's PM, it makes it even worse. Nope, he goes off early, so that's good. You should, quote unquote, get a withdrawal beforehand if he was, you know, wakes up and not feeling it. In general, I would like this setup for him, you know, tough grind it out. He's played a lot of golf in Texas, understand, you know, plays well in the wind, all that kind of stuff. Now, if he gets a little chilly, wet, windy, does the back issues flare up? No idea. But if he tees off, no withdrawal, he's going to be very low owned at 7,600. give me a top 20, show some, you know, some upside there, I'll take a chance on it. But the bubble boy there is just, you know what risk you're getting if you go there. You know, he could crush your week if you have a lot of them. And I don't think you need a lot of them, but if you're only doing a bullet or a three max, even one of them is a ton, right? So 7K range, Olesen at 7,800, Meisner 7,300, Smalley 7,600, Bubble Boy, Willie Z 7,600 as well. 6K range, Nick Hardy 6,100. Played here the last 4 years, two missed cuts, a 28th and a 25th. You know, so 6,100, if you give me a 28th or a 25th, I'd take that all day long. First in good approach, 11th in bogey avoidance, 15th in opportunities at 18 feet. Right about the mid-pack in putting. Hasn't played, I think he played Puerto Rico last. Hadn't played any of the big boy tournaments the last 4 weeks. That'd be a knock, but at 6,100, if I even need to go down here, I don't know how much I even get to a 6K guy this week, but with him playing, this will be his fifth straight year, two made cuts with some solid upside. He's a guy I'd take a look at if you wanted to dip down there. Ekro, 6,800, another guy, don't mind playing, has played tough courses pretty decent in the past, 33rd here 2 years ago, 39th last week, showed a little bit of upside. For 6,800, he's probably going to be 2 or 3% owned. I don't mind going there if you need to get to the 6K range. David Ford's a guy I keep going to. He shows signs and he has a bad round. Last 3 weeks, a miscut, 46 miscut. The upside's there. I mean, 8th in good drives, 8th in ball striking, 14th in bogey avoidance. Just a pure talent play that I think the eventual upside is going to be there. If I'm doing 20 or more, you know, he's definitely in the pool. I don't know if he makes a three max pool for me, but he's a guy that I want to be on early. If he's going to be 2% at 6,700 and you're building that many lineups, I certainly would throw him in the pool. Svensson, 6,800 is the bubble boy. I can't seem to quit him, even though he's not always returning the best. He did make the cut last week, but didn't do much on the weekend. Finished 69th, 33rd here last year. So I do like that. Stat-wise, he looks great. 32nd, 10th, 3rd, 16th, 5th. A little bit below average on the putting. Again, $6,800. Similar to Ford. If you need a guy, if you're doing 20 max, you know, I'd probably have him in the pool. He is a guy that on the upside I would consider putting in a 3 max pool. But I don't know that I get to any 6K guys this week if I'm only doing 3 lineups. I don't know if you need to. So 6K range, Hardy 6,100, Ekro 6,800, Ford 6,700, Svensson, Bubble Boy at 6,800. Fade of the week for me is Henley. If the weather draw holds somewhat true, he's got potentially one of the worst of the draws. Goes out fairly late Thursday. I think he'll be either the highest or definitely top three in ownership, but could wind up being the highest when it's all said and done. He's only played here once in the last 6 years. He did finish fourth, so I think people will see that. 13th at the Players, 6th at the API. He's okay on stats. You know, 60th in good drives, 42nd in approach. And then the other four stats he's pretty decent at, are good at. 10th, 15th, 2nd, and 3rd. Just I have to cut someone out up there. You know, if you want to play him and you want to cut a Fleetwood, I don't mind that. I just, of those top guys owned, he's the one that I least like playing and, you know, potentially has the worst of the weather draw. That still early on that. Again, I'm not factoring that in that much right now, but he would be the guy that I would fade up top. Sleeper of the week, Burgoon. Brings back memories. He was on my first 100K hit in golf many, many years ago, 2018, the summer of 2018. 10th last week, showed some upside, showed some flashes. He's played here four of the last 5 years. Only made the cut once, had a 58th. 2% owned guy, 6,600. I know he can play in this weather pretty decently. Again, I don't need much guys in the 6K range, but he's a guy that kind of caught my eye if you want a super sleeper. Those other guys I already mentioned I like better, but you know, he's another one that I want to give for a potential sleeper of the week. Some gut fill plays, Oberg, 10-1. He's going to be up there in ownership. I think Fleetwood, Oberg, Henley, Matsu are going to be kind of top four in that range, mix and match them. He's missed a cut two out of three times he played here, a 14th back in 2024. He's coming in off of a fifth and a third. We know about the fifth as it cost us a lot of money as he kind of fell apart down the back nine. plays great. He's playing great. I think he could, the conditions wouldn't bother him. Just on the outside of being that core, I kind of like those other guys I mentioned a little better. And I didn't want to have too much ownership. If I like, I like Fleetwood a little bit more than Oberg. I think he has the PMAM as well. If that becomes a thing, you know, it'd be a tiebreaker type situation at this point, and that's why I'd lean Fleetwood. But I still like Oberg. That's why he's on this gut feel play. Kiefer, 8,000. No issues going back to him. San Antonio's his home. He probably played this course plenty of times. Straka, straight flusher, 9,200. He'll probably gather some ownership. He's only played here twice in the last 5 years, 22nd and a 67th, but coming in great form off of an 8th and a 13th. Bobby Mack, you know, grinder, kind of fits that profile. Probably could get steamed up, especially if weather becomes more and more narrative, regardless of the draw, just that type of grinded out mode. You think he'll get some ownership there, but 9,900 may keep that balance off. So he could wind up creeping up into a potential core play by this time tomorrow, all things considered. Jordan Smith, 7,700. Gim, you know, he's got two decent finishes here, but three missed cuts, probably around the putter. If you can trust that, or if you want to trust the putter. But one reason why I did put him in this list is I like him a lot better when he only needs to get to 8 or 9 under, and especially at 7K, top 20, you may only need to get to 3 or 4 under versus needing to get to 16, 17 under. I don't think you're going to need as many birdies this week as usual. Poston, not a guy I play a lot, but I think it's set up great this week. A 26th and a 41st tier at $7,400. Rico, $7,500. And then Norn, $8,700. Norn definitely, you know, I think could fit this conditions and everything given, you know, solid short game, getting up and down if the wind gets tough. Played here twice in the last 6 years, a 15th and a 14th. So another solid. He was right on the outside of that 8K range for me. So he's close to being in that core. He definitely would be in a 20 max pool for me. Top five of the pop and two long shots. I like Siwoo, 22-1. Matsu, 25-1. Thor, 28-1. Hisasune, 40-1. Yella Miraju, 70-1. Two long shots. Bergoon, 155-1. Svensson, 165. Those would probably be like top 20, top 40 type bets. If you want to sprinkle some on the outright, you could do that. My full betting card will be out, you know, tomorrow, probably a little later, because I want to make sure if I'm going to do any kind of weather adjusting, I want to adjust for that on the betting card as well. I'm not talking like midnight tomorrow night. I'm just saying, you know, it may be early evening as we try to wait for those updates. My preliminary one and done. Top five, I got Fleetwood, Thor, Siwoo, Mav, and Matsu. I'll list the final five in the Final Thoughts article tomorrow evening as well. If you want to join us today, Masters gets you 30% off, as I mentioned earlier. If you got any questions, reach out to me on Twitter. If you're a current member have questions, you can always reach out to me on Slack as well. Looking forward to the week. Hopefully the weather, I think it's going to make the course play tough, and I'm excited for that. I just hope we get a clear picture of how it looks. We get our stuff set, and we get to enjoy a good tournament and the Final Four, and then roll right into the Masters next week, which will be awesome as usual. Hope you guys have a great week. Stay safe if you're in this area with a bunch of tornadoes and stuff coming at us over the next several days. We'll talk to you soon.